I want the shtickel to mevarel. A poor shyness that I'm a gabir chishabes. I know it's for shidin and shittas, and chas v'shalom, we're not speaking against no shita, no. We just want to learn the sugya. Navada sidok day la'olam, and some people have on what to be samech. But it's kedai to know genoi the inyan, and then you know when yes and when nicht. Says in mitshuva steht alle mal to be machmir. I want to go in the inyan of three shailas be'etzem. If you're allowed to walk with a watch on Shabbos, in a place that is a Eruv, if you're not saying Mechana Eruv, a place that is no Eruv, if you're allowed to carry a watch on Shabbos, it's a loch on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. And Lechur has no heter to carry a watch. And the second shaila is, if you're allowed to put a plastic or a bag on your hat when it's raining, and if you're allowed to go in glasses in Shabbos, if you're carrying the glasses, what is the heter to go with glasses in Shabbos? If it's a heter. So, lo me'ek tzachon. Lema'isa the shayla, if you're allowed to go on a watch in Shabbos or not, it's an outer shayla. In Mishneh Brura in Simen Shin Aleph, I know it's Chilukim, but let me go in Keseida. Let me follow the Indian Mitchila Ve'atzoy. Shin Aleph in Mishneh Brura Siv Kotten Memhei, Velosas es Amoy Reshoes Bebigdoy, Zeger. Velosas es a Zeger Bebigdoy Chutz La'eruv, Osur Lekule Alme, Shein Shayach Al Zeshem Tachshit. כיוון שאין לי דרך מלבוש והמציע לרשוסו רבים חייב חטוס ואפילו אם הוא מחובר לרביד עזוב שנויסה על צבור he has like a chain like a necklace הזה with a gold watch hanging שהוא תחשית גם כן איסור גומר הוא והמרשוס יש לחשיבס בפני עצמוי ואין לי בוטל לגבי הרביד. The Mishneh Brura says, for sure the Mishneh Brura was not talking on our watches, Levgen Pamelach. He was talking on the old kind of watches that people had like in a pocket with a chain, or like with a necklace and a watch hanging. Simcha, Simcha. So people have a Zah watch. Have a Zah watch the Mishneh Brura. But the Mishneh Brura zog that is a chiyuv chatos to go with a zah watch on Shabbos. The Biur Halacha is a shtikel mul masbir. The Biur Halacha zog to zay. Ve'al dvar Mesias Hashoin, chutz la'eruv, ba'ayin Mishneh Brura shu poshut, yoyser mibeya bekutche. It's nothing more poshut from that that you're not allowed to carry a watch on Shabbos. De'in shayach shem tachshish betomu bakis. Something that is inside a pocket is not a tachshit. Ve'afilu im yirtzeh litloiso b'shalsheles al tzavoro, he will hang it a nice watch on a necklace. Ve'i amei reshoes megula le'in ya'koin, mire dosu. De'ikoroi nase lekatchil le'ishtamish. It's not made be'ike for a tachshit. It's made for using. Zogter, and even people that carry a watch, they don't carry it for looking nice. So the Mishneh Brura, I'll bring you a raya that no one carries a watch to look pretty. When the watch stops, they take it off. Tein Dalecho. The raya that is man shum iskalkel ve'ein oilech ein derech b'niyodom lo seis oisoy. Even though I heard a more from the Talmud Chochem that he argued on this title for the Mishneh Brura. People wear a watch because it's nice. why when it's broken to take it off, it's a bizarre to go with a broken watch. People ask, I'm shooting up. But the etzem, they want to watch a nice watch, is a watch in the besmedrash, they don't need a watch. Forget, so, you know, some people, the whole week they don't go with a watch. Shabbos, they put on the gold watch. Now, the chlazim don't want to know the time. Shabbos time is, he has a rash that people don't wear watches because it's pretty, the rash, when it breaks, they take it off. So I'm saying, some people are, we go out there, the Chofetz Chaim. We go out there, the Chofetz Chaim, Zaktazay, I say, a rash, for why the people take it off, maybe the Gabi Noshim, later we'll be making in the big watches that cost $500 and more, maybe in these watches, maybe we'll find that it's a heter. The Kenon, Shoitzir Lisham, Afilu Dr. Hazay. The main, while the watch is made for using, Afilu Asur Lisham Tachshit. The main is Dr. Even if it's made for a Tachshit, it's also. He brings a riot. That even if Dr. is made for Tachshit, if the person that is carrying it, lachtim boy, tabas, a person has a ring that has a stample, or itzir lachtim boy chayef. A person has a ring that he has his name in, and he stamples, amol tabas amelech. So you're allowed to carry it in Shabbos. Aber zog de mishtabura, if you're taking it out, not for having a ring. A person has a ring in him. He's the melech. He signs in it, but not every day he signs gzeiras. So he's allowed to walk in it. But Lama Zogin, he has a meeting and he wants to sign it with a tabas. Zog the Gemara, if he takes the ring on his hand, he's chayev. Because he's not taking it now because of the ring, he's taking it because he wants to sign. So Zog the, if someone going in the street, and why he puts on his watch? Because he wants to see what is the time. And then Zog the Mishnebura, there is chayev. He brings a raya as a aloch in the old days, they had to carry the keys. So what they did, they made a chain. And they made a key from real gold. So it looked nice. So the machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, if you're allowed to use it or not. So it's koshkin here that you're allowed to use it. So then, even if he has a gold chain around it, and the gold chain is mamish a tachshit. So long as someone has a gold watch. So then, but he has a gold chain. But else we have a gold strap. The strap is for sure because we want it to be nice. If we just didn't want it to be nice, we could take a Pashto strap. It's like the Mikolmukin, the watch is the Iker, and it's not made for a Tachshit, and it's made for Ishtamshes. Made the Achrof and Mishnebrua is Chayav Chatas if you take out a watch. So at least, and the watches that the watches that you put in the pocket, and you have like a chain, Shidas and Mishnebrua is a Chayav Chatas, if you wear it in Shabbos. Okay, so those is the halacha. This, Zogim Mishnebu in the end, that why I'm writing it, Dvorim Pshutim Normalich Shreib Mishn Mishnebu. Zogim Mishnebu, Lafuke Migodl Echot, Shekosta Betecha Dvorim that you allow to wear a watch in Shabbos, Ve'erachti Bechol Zeh Lehoitzi Midas Godl Echot, that's the Shoyal Meshiv, Tshuvas Shoyal Meshiv, they say Besof Yom of Yuvas Choyzer. שכוסם להוקם בזה אגב שיצווה ולהוהב לדבור ושום טעם וביוסר הספרה שכוסם שם באטרו שהאחרונים אוסו אוסו בגלל החכם צבי מכללו ויכול את הם בסבור ובאלמה היוצא מדברנו ובכל גב נמצד להוקם בזה ובפרט לפי כמה פסקים ששרד עם דורייסה בסוף עם דורייסה מצא זה בקיצור שולחן ערוך שגם אין להתיר זה מי שהגון מרב הלר הוירקן זה משבוע סס אז נועה יותר. Okay, so this is the vial on watches that are not on the hand. Now in a second we have to see if our watches have episode difference or not. But first to be masbul the longness of the Mishnah Brura, that from this we will come to Tashidin Ha'alochas. Why are you allowed to go in clothes in Shabbos? You're not allowed to carry, so why are you allowed to go with clothes in Shabbos? Okay, we know in the Mishkan the women clothes, Mr. Tommy allowed to go with clothes on Shabbos. But what is the heter? Tell us, is an issue to carry. What you're wearing, it's not considered carrying. Now, you don't have to wear the clothes only for cold or hot, for warm, to look nice. Even if you're wearing your clothes not to get wet in the rain, or even, let us argue, it's dirty in the street, and you want to pass in the street and you don't want to get dirty. You're allowed to wear clothes, we call it atzuletinut. The Mishnah Berurah says azar loshen. If it's raining, like the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to put a piece of material over your hat, because if you want your hat not to get wet. So the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to. It's tiltul, it's deraisa. If you put a piece of material on your hat, we'll get later to the bags, we'll get everything mesuda. If you put a piece of material on your clothes, and the tzaif, shelo yislach lech, it's deraisa. Or the like the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if you put it to protect your clothes. But if you put it to protect yourself, you're allowed to. Because it's not deemed to wear clothes only for clothes. Clothes to protect yourself, you're allowed to. Mishnah Berurah says if you want to put clothes to protect clothes, then you're not allowed to. But if it's to protect yourself, you're allowed to. This portion. More from that state, tefillin. You're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Me'ikar adin, you're allowed to go out with tefillin. Hamoitza tefillin. It's not a clothes, but it's derech malbush. Then we go even more from that. A person that can walk at all in Shabbos without a stick is allowed to walk with a stick in Shabbos. It's just a rabbi. It's not a tiltu. It's a part of what he needs to wear. So it's not being wearing it clothes. And, well, it's not a din of levisha. It's not even a din of levisha. Every zach that is tzerech is alicha. And maybe even more from tzarech is alicha, tzarech not to get dirty, you're also allowed to. So be'etem, so why am I allowed to wear this watch? I need to know what is the time. I want to know what is the time. What is the answer? The watch, you don't need for yourself. What, the key, you're not allowed to carry a key in Shabbos on a chain. Why? I need a key. The Torah says, I don't need to walk with a key. When I come to the house, I need to open the door. I don't have a key. So I want the key to be with me that I could open the door. I'm going in the street. If I want to know what is the time, I need to look on the watch. Lona Zogun will be clocks all over the streets. So I will never, it's all over his watches. So no one will wear, no one will wear a watch. Plus, I don't know what is the time, so I need to look. But Lona Tzuri, I will find out what is the time without wearing the watch. I will not wear a watch. So it's not, when someone wears clothes not to be raining, when he's walking now, he wants not to get wet. Even if it's raining sometimes, he wants to be protected in his walking. A clean tashmish, he doesn't need it for his walking. Just he wants to carry it with him, that when he wants to be mishtamish, he will have it. A stick, I want to walk with a stick. I need to walk with a stick. The marshal, this is clothes, everyone says, Shaitan Shulchan Aruch, Lama Zogin, you don't need a stick. But some places there's ice outside, and when you get to the ice, you want to, you very slip, but you're too old, you can't walk on the ice. You're not allowed to take a stick. Because it's not a shot you can't walk with a stick. You need a stick for the ice. So you want to have the stick with you, dear. You're not allowed to carry. The mele, let me get back to the watch. The mele, be'etzem, Zogin Mishnah Berurah, the watch is a kli tashmish. It's not a derech halevush. But maybe it's, you don't have to have it for walking, and it's a kli tashmish be'almen, it's not derech levisha. But maybe it's like the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to wear it. The Mishnah Berurah says, even that it's nice, you're not allowed to wear it. So now let me get to our watches. But maybe Gikumen the Shuvas Chelkas Yanket, and said, our watches is also not derech levisha. What is derech levisha? Who has such small little clothes on his hands? No one has such little clothes on his hands. It's not derech levisha. It's kli tashmish. Soon we'll speak about nice watches, tachshit. The Mishnah Berurah didn't like to say that it's a tachshit. The Mishnah Berurah said that it's not a tachshit. So Gikum and the Tshuvas Chelkas Yankev, and Tshuvas Chelkas Yankev said, even in our watches, you're not allowed to walk with them in Shabbos. Even if they're strapped on the hands. There's no heter. It's a kli tashmish. It's not a levisha. You're not allowed to wear it in Shabbos. Shemazal was mad, but the Zogbe Zach is a aloche, a isha, a lady wants to go on the street, and she has a bad smell in her mouth. She's allowed to put things in her mouth that make good smell. Or she's allowed the kind of medicine that Isha is skilled that she will have a miss. She'll be mapil. So the kind of stone, if you wear it on your necklace, it's a sgula. You're allowed to go with it in Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon, what if someone is sick, and sometimes he gets attacks, an asthma attack. He's allowed to go in his pocket with a medicine. What is the difference? This Isha has a bad smell. Rabbi Shimon, a person has sometimes a bad smell. So he has a spritz. Every time when he gets a bad smell, he will spritz. He's allowed to go? Avada nish. So why is a person that has a bad smell is allowed to carry something inside his mouth? Rabbi Shimon, again, when he's walking, if he has a bad smell and he needs to put something inside his mouth, this is the way that he's walking with. But if it's a clean tashmish, he's carrying the medicine that he will take it when he needs it, this is mamish tilto d'oraisa. Maybe svara, the zelbezach would be in the watch, to carry the watch would be a nice tilto d'oraisa, misvara. Again, when it's not a tashmish. Before we go to our watches, be'etzem, this is the same shayla if you're allowed to go with the glasses in Shabbos or not. In Shulchan Aruch state, you're not allowed to go in glasses in Shabbos. But these are the old kind of glasses that didn't have handles. So maybe it was only on the eyes. But maybe it was a chash, you'll take it off, you'll pick it up. And stam, it's tiltul, you're carrying glasses. And our glasses, lemaisa, the poiskim mumatir. You have machmirim taki that don't wear glasses in Shabbos. They tie it to kli tashmish, and you're not allowed to wear glasses in Shabbos. And also they have a gzeira, maybe you'll take it off in Shabbos. So you have machmirim that don't wear glasses at all in Shabbos, and you have the machmirim bnei brak that they tie erev Shabbos, they put like a string from one side to the other side to be derech levisha, and be noch shash that you'll take it off. Aber me'ikar adim, we wear glasses because this is the way we walk. Aber zokim shumazaman, this is poshut lekule alme, that you're only allowed to wear your glasses if you need the glasses the whole time. Or even if you don't need them, it makes you to see better. But some people have glasses only for reading. The bichlal don't need it for looking. Some people, they need it for both. But they don't need it for looking. For far, they don't need it. Only for reading. Zogim Shemazamim, they're not allowed to walk with the glasses in Shabbos or Shasarabim. Pashas to be over until Turin Shabbos. The same thing Zogim Shemazamim, you're not allowed to go in sunglasses in Shabbos. You don't need them the whole time. And even if you say it's sunny outside the whole time, if the sun will stop, you will take them off. So chash, Shema will take them off. You're not allowed to go with sunglasses and Shabbos. It's
prescription.
What?
It's
for the doctor. If the doctor says you have to go with them for health, if it's the same glasses, just when you go outside it gets darker, so Eilech Hanami, some people wanted to ask him itzad seveya. Bob, we'll get to this. Some people wanted to ask, I know, some people hold, it's also mitzad seveya. The ma'aser of Nisim Karelli, it's in the Poskim hall you're allowed to, it's not derech tzvir bekach. The ma'aser, the rule is that you're allowed to go with them. So those foreign that written chumris on it, the ma'aser, the psak was miskabel, that Rabbi Zalman Auerbach said that it's not derech tzvir bekach. And remember, it's not double shul niskayim, so even when you go outside in the sun, you're allowed to wear these glasses. Glasses that the whole time are also sunglasses and also good glasses, then for sure you're allowed to wear them. It's no chisol in them. So again, sunglasses alone, you're not allowed to go in Bush HaSarabim. Sunglasses that turn over to be sunglasses, you're allowed to. Shul Zalman says even more than that. Some people have glasses and they have the kazakh that you could pick up and you could put down. This also you're allowed to go with it in Shabbos, because it's bottled to the glasses. It's a chidush b'azir zakim shum zalman. But reading glasses, you're not allowed to. Now, some people go with glasses only because they look nicer. They have number zero. And I know a lot of people like that. Some of them have lenses, the marshal. And they're pushed, you know, one day yes, one day not. So they have glasses on the whole time. Although sometimes they have, they don't use them. So, lekatchila Reb Shlomo Zalman holds not to go with him in Shabbos in the street. Because he says, as a chashash, you will take it off. It's like a tachshit. Tachshit steht in Halacha, a man is not allowed to go with a tachshit in Shabbos. Chashash, shemirov ilasiroi. Shemirov ilasiroi. Says it gets wet, it gets dirty, I'm already taking it off. Anyway, you don't need it. They say, I'm older, Chazanish told someone, you're not allowed to go with glasses, maybe you'll take it off. He told the Chazanish, I never take off the glasses. And he was walking with the Chazanish, and the middle of the Chazanish told him, where's your glasses? It was in his hand. He said, I'll explain it to the Chazanish, I can just walk with the same to me. But I never take it off. But you'll see, sometimes people take it off. People talk in the middle, they take off the glasses, they go weiter. The same thing, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that a lot of Bochil and Moshel have hats. You buy a hat, sometimes it's a bit bigger. So what you do, open the hat, and inside you put a piece of paper you could get from there, like a kind of sponge you put inside. You're allowed to go with it in Shabbos or not. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you're allowed to, but you have to put it in before Shabbos. Also, we're talking money. To put it before Shabbos in, but you're allowed to. I remember here's a store, first store for the sale of the hats. I remember a couple of years ago when I bought my hat, it was a bit bigger. So I asked him to glue it in because I'm nervous for Shabbos. I wanted to glue it to make it a part of the hat. So he told me that he remembers was one more person that asked him it. When the daughter from the Briskerov came to buy a hat for her father, it was a bit bigger. Like this, he said, he remembers, and she asked to glue inside the piece because he doesn't have to carry it to Shabbos. Aber in Iker Adin, if she was on all the holds, that you don't have to glue it in. If you're putting it there again, and this eye is not a part of the hat, but this is Derech Malbush. This is Derech Malbush. The man, if she was on all the holds, you're allowed to carry it in Shabbos. Now, I especially went to glasses, the Orcha Shulchan, when he speaks about the heter, why we're allowed to wear glasses, he says, what is the heter to wear glasses? He says you're not allowed to wear glasses, even Gantz glasses, even our kind of glasses. Lemaisa today we wear glasses. He says, but if you tie it with a string and it's mamish like on your head and it's dear, you're allowed to go with the glasses. So he says, and this is what I want to use. Havi kechelek mibigdoi, keivon she'eino mistalek migufoi, havi keechod v'muto. He says the key is hanging, you take it off, you open the door, the glasses are mamish on the head, and if you tie it with a string, its mamish becomes a part like a malbush. So b'meile, some people tie al derech, where the Orcha Shulchan wanted to be matter glasses, are watches that you put on the hand and you stripe it. And it's mamish connected to the hand, you're allowed to. Yeah, but it's vital, not exactly the Zal Bezach. The glasses you use the whole time. The watch you only use when you look in it. So, the etzem, what we're holding now is, this is the shita of the oisrim to wear watches. Then in the end I will say exactly the shita is lemaise. The first achron that is matir to wear a watch on Shabbos is Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Kuf Yud Ches, the short Tshuva, Dr. Reb Moshe Feinstein. Simel Kuf Yud Aleph. Im yesh lochus lo itzoe b'sha'oin sh'loi v'shal guf yodoy. And watches that you put in your pocket also. Again, he says, even if it's not in the pocket, some people, I don't know exactly what he means. If some people put it on their clothes, also it's also. But if you put the watch mamish on your hand, especially stop it, we'll see later. But if the watch is mamish on your hand, זאת רב מוישה, you're allowed to wear it. Why? ורצח הלבוש. זאת רב מוישה, it becomes a לבוש. The watch is on my hand, it's a לבוש. אבל כשלא אפשר על גוף היד ממש, יויסר נויטר שנחשב ללבוש הממש. So I'll bring you a raya. State on the choysom, someone has a ring that has a stamp on it, then you're allowed to wear it in Shabbos. So if the choysom gets broken, people take it off. You're wearing it because it's a choysom. Aber le meise, while it's on the finger, you're allowed to wear it. And brings another raya that the tzeif, okay, well, the second raya we'll leave now. But this is the raya for Reb Moshe. We'll see later, Reb Moshe does not make it for everyone. For this one, Reb Moshe wants to bring a raya that it's mutter. Le meise, if you look inside the sugyas, from the place that Reb Moshe brings a raya that it's mutter, is the nice muchach that it's also. It's a gemore. It's a Rambam Milchei Shabbos. No, Zmanim. Rambam, the Moshe says, something is on the hand, this is Mamish HaLevush. Mamish HaLevush. In Rambam, in Perek Yutes, Halacha Gimel, he brings the Halacha, if you're allowed to wear a ring in Shabbos, Tabas Sheyesa Lechoysen, מתחשית אל האישי לפי חוך איש יוצא בטבס פרבוס ולדוס יש תחשית אל האיש שתיים כלור only because it's a תחשית for the איש because this is the way these are the wings of the man. A balut is not a tachshit. So let me say, a person has a poshter watch. That is not a tachshit. Even if it's on the hand, state that it's also. State that it's also. You have to come that it's a tachshit. If it's not a tachshit, it's also. And then we have again the Mishnah Berurah Tainus, that here the tachshit is not the ikar. The ikar, a ring, but that's a man who wants the ring. So the man, it's a b'yisanyu, it's a tachshit for them. But a watch, Dr. Mishneh Berurah, the ikar is the watch. So it's not a tachshit. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, was later big enough communis with it, gekumen, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tayne is a new tayne. Everyone wears a watch today, it's a levush. And if you think about it, this is be'etzem, the last half an hour that we're speaking, no one understands exactly what is the ganze balagan in the watch. It's a levush. You're right. In the old days, if a person would come to a country that no one wears a watch and he puts on the watch, it's not a levush. He's carrying. He wants to know what is the time. So instead of carrying it the whole time, they made it very easy, they made it small, and he striped it. The old day was bigger, it was in a pocket. Slowly, slowly. So some people put it inside the buttons already. They make watches. But it's only a chetimtze. But in our days, while it became a levush, hind dos is levush. Hind dos is levush. And while hind dos is levush, the melee you're allowed to. Again, we'll see what Reb Shlomo Zalman says, if to be samech on himself or not. But first, this is his limud zchus. It became today to become a levush. Now, I want to say the achroe, and then we'll go a little weiter. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is machriya like that in Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso. Even that I said my svoris, he says like this. A watch that is made from gold, and the chain is from gold, and you will not take it off even if it's broken. You're allowed to wear it with Shusarabim and Shabbos. Betzir of the Svara that today this is Derech Levush. But a Poshter watch, or even a gold watch, Zechem Shem Zalman, that you will take off if it will stop to work, Zerub Shemazamen is Einoi Ein Yoitzim Boi Birshus Horabim B'Shabbos Ve'ein Limchois B'Yad HaMeker. The Achron of Shemazamen is even with his Svoris Tachshit Man is a real dog. We said the Mishabur didn't speak on such a nice Tachshit and Betzil that it's darker B'Kach. And we have also Reb Moshe, but Zalman says, with all these svaras, with Reb Moshe's svara, that it's under yad, with its atachit, I'm only matter with a gold watch, or maybe for noshim, that they have nice watches, and by them, like if it's broken, they will also go with a nice watch in Shabbos. These are allowed to go B'Rishus Sarabim. But on them, Zalman says, not to go B'Rishus Sarabim with it. Not to go B'Rishus Sarabim with it. And Sefer Yehoiros L'Nosen, from Reb Nosen Gishtenter, he paskins, you're not allowed to go even with a gold watch. It says like this, it's totally. If you go with a gold watch that everyone sees it, you're allowed to go. Maybe with a gold watch, maybe, he says. But if the gold watch is covered with your jacket and anyway no one sees it, so it's not even a tachshit, ba'anoshim, not ba'anoshim. It's like the Mishnah Berurah says, if the wash is by the pocket, it's not a tachshit. Sometimes you take it out. So some people, the whole time you see the watch hanging off, yeah. But some people, that they have to do like this till they find the watch, it's a nishkan tachshit. The Mishnah Berurah says, if the wash is in the pocket, it's nishkan tachshit. So if the matzah by them, that the watch is not seen to, even a gold watch is no mokum to be making. And it's just a rabbi. Reb Moshe Feinstein, that Be'etzem wants to be, he's the only one that is matir. From Zalman says, not B'Rishus HaRabim, only a real gold watch. Whereas the Nosson says, even a gold watch, only if you might see it B'Rishus HaRabim. Chutz from that is also. Reb Moshe, that is the matir, Reb Moshe is Messiah like this. Aval Mikol Mokoyim, after he said his Shtikul Teire, that the watch, because it's on the hand, it's bottled to the hand, אף שמטעם זה אין למחויס באלו שנויסים אויסוי כשהוא לא בושל יודו ממש רואי לכל בן תירה וירא שמיים שלא יליל בויש בשבס כדי שלא יבואו להקל בכל שוין ושלא יבואו להקל בשוין זה להלביש על הקוטוינס. Some people will take the watch and they will put it on top of this cloth, they will not know. People will not know that it's punk because this lombish is smaller that I said now on the yad. And they will think a watch is okay. A watch is okay. So the Moshe, I'm scared people will think that watches are okay. The made a royal call Yerushamayim Ubenteye not to go with a watch in Roshasarabi. Avada, some people say that the fear of Moshe, people that are not Semech on the Eruv, and the market that is an Eruv, the Achroinus Malayi said, you're allowed to go with a watch. Because when Moshe holds Mikra Adin, you're allowed to. Because people will not know. But if people could think that you rely on the Eruv anyway, so there's no chash. People think that you rely on the Eruv, there's no chash. So again, so it's wrong be'etzem to a person not to, I'm saying that the Rishon Zalman says the Ma'aseh Rishon Sarabim for men, for ladies, Efshar is under our halachas. Reb Moshe Sternbuch paskens very sharp in Shuvas Ve'anoges in Chelek Beis, in Chelek Aleph is Lachash Tikkun Meikel. He says, it's not mistaber of Shlomo Zalman Svore. Av sheregilim ayoyim leinase kelevush veroi leser. Soif dobo roi le yerushamayim leachmir. Vechei nohagu, אבל המייקל יש להם אל יסמיך. ואין אני רואה בזכי ישר וצומח על המכוה. ומי הוא זוקטר? כיוון שאצלנו נוהגו להחמיר, זה דבורים המוטורים, ואחרים נוהגו בהם אוסו, איסור, אוסו להטר בפניהם. So he says, even a person that goes with a watch, ושמעתי בשם רבינו החזניש, שהחמיר מאוד, אפילו לנושים, שאוסו להם לוצץ בשוין יד של זהב גם כן. שוב לאחר העיון הוריתי לאיסור ולוחס ביד המקילים. So I'm saying, a person has to know. If I will, I'm not saying, לגבי נושים, חמאת נשת. אבל באיזה סורים, יש שטרם בו בשם וחזוניש דה מצעסו. שלא מזל מצעס בו שסורבי מצעסו. הוא יעבר מושת דה מזמאתי רבה זוק מישפע בן תירה ומישפע ירש שמיים. מיש בן תירה ומיש ירש שמיים. So if some of us not a בן תירה ירש שמיים, maybe he has a צעד. But all day למייך, there's no mocking to be saved or to be making למייך. To go to Shusarabi in a watch. I know I saw some melakting to bring down Yesh Lisma because of Moshe and Mishnah Zalman and there's a Tzad and Mishnah Bruha. But if you put everyone together, you might say no one is matter to go to watch Shusarabi. Again, did that what? Mishnah Zalman said a gold watch in Shusarabi that you never take off. Say it. But you will leave it on even if it doesn't work. Is that Eimech Anami? But I'm saying, but the Abbas and Nishdan is machmir of them. Kundab Yos, Lahoris Lahorosan says that if your watch is not hanging, how you could call it a tachshit? So you could call it a tachshit and Mishnebura Tayin is something you point to everyone will see. Some people will say, no, when I take off the jacket, I want everyone to see that I have my watch. But in the street, you're not planning to put it as a tachshit. So Banoshin, that it's a tachshit mitzad atzmoi, they don't have to take it out. They're allowed to go with a coat, even if people don't see the tachshit under the coat. Because it's a tachshit be'etzem. But here we're in the subic of it as a shim tachshit l'masui. Some people ask me, I'm not sure, they have these buttons that have also little watches inside. Dear Mistome, it's much more poshut than it's muta. First, because it's mamish made like a button. And also, dear, the whole shtick that it's a watch is a tachshit. No one wears it because he wants to know what is the time. The man has a shtika, that does not tachshit. So this natash, the whole watch is a tachshit. Even if it doesn't work, they wear it. So this taker a tachshit mitzad atzmoy. This is good with the tachshit, that I made a small watch in my button. Now, from this wagon, you say if Shlomo Zalman was matter. Bitzir of all of the smallest, gold and derech ha'olam today to wear watches. When it's raining, so the shayla is, you're allowed to put a bag on your hat or you're not allowed to put a bag on your hat? I see a lot of times a lot of amiratzas in them. To put a bag on your hat is a isur deiraise v'itzoye in Shabbos. The person puts a bag on his hat is a isur v'itzoye in Shabbos. It's a isur deiraise. Some people want to say Shalek Ederech, maybe it's only the Rabbanon that's dead. It's a Yisur De'eraisa. Why? It's a Mishnah Berurah. If you put something to protect your clothes, it's a Yisur De'eraisa. When it's Mutter, if you're putting the bag, that it protects also your body. You have to know the Metzias, if you put a little bit, if it's really protecting your body or not. But I've listened. If the bag also makes the rain not to make you wet, so then it's detecting not only the hat, also yourself, then it's a heta. But on them is not, you have to know clearly if it's a chetimtza bichlal in the back. But if it's raining so strong that eventually the water will come through the hat into the head, so then you're allowed to. This is the reason you're allowed to wear boots over your shoes. Why? Because you're not only protecting your shoes. When the shoes get wet, it goes into the socks and it's not comfortable. So maybe you're protecting yourself. You're not protecting the shoes. So this is also. Lekula alma, it's also. Now, they have these special bags that are made specially for the hat. Side for the Shleimlach and side for the hats, they have these special plastics. Reb Moshe in Tshuva says that it's also. Moshe asks in Tshuva. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Kiel Chosre wants to be matter. He says, it's made to do it. This is Derech Malbush, like these people wear the hat. It comes with the hat. It's not a Nozer's hat. This is the way of the hat. It's Derech Malbush, like the watches. Okay, Lemaisa, Tuzach, and you have to know that today it's out. It's not so much in to wear it. Amor Yerushalayim, everyone wore it. No one who used umbrellas. Shem Zalman says, Lava Zogim, if it stops to rain, if people take it off Miyad, it's also to go on Shabbos with it. Gzeire, this means you're not allowed to go with a bag also. So it's Gzeire, when it stops to rain, you will take it off. So it's also. He says, but if the derech is that you will leave it, even if it stops to rain, so it's derech levisha, the same with Shem Zalman. Even though it'll be aloha, it's a masui, but if it's made specially in the company to wear it like this, this is derech levisha. Reb Moshe is not makir in this derech levisha. This is what I'm saying. The Gabi the watches, Reb Shem Zalman has, it's the same kind of smaller. If this is the derech that people do, it's not, I'm not carrying. Reb Shem Zalman explains, it's not considered carrying. This is the way people wear their hats. When it's raining, it comes with a cover. This is the smaller Reb Shem Zalman. It's derech levisha bekach. For the same small he says, the wash is also derech levisha. But Reb Moshe is not masking to that. Sometimes he has to know. Again, I think today, first it's not so much the derech, and also most people, if it stops to rain, in a weekday, they will not stay with the bag. And forget, people will tell them, take off the bag. But I say, if you see the Alter Yerushalayim is like, it's raining, when it's raining, they come into yeshiva, they leave the plastic on their head. This was Shem Zalman meant. This is the way. When it's raining, you wear the hat like this. So this was a small of Shem Zalman meant. Abba Medavisim. Again, I'm not saying, I'm sure Siddur Kehilas and Klai saw that they wear watches of the Shusha Rabbim, and maybe they have a water b'seimech. I was just megala the Indian of a state in Shulchan Aruch, in Aloha, as they did for state.